the green snakes are called them.
Okay. An insect that you see hopping in your yard, some of them green, some black.
Grasshoppers.
When we're talking about woodpecker, we're talking about the fact that it's sometimes reversed.
Uh-huh. You ever hear wood? Sometimes just sitting hobble grass.
Right.
It's,
you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you generalize about the type of person who would say that?
Well, usually, they're very old people. Usually, are young children who usually get it mixed to happen.
Uh-huh. Okay. And we were talking about bait too. What about a little fish that you might use for bait in freshwater fishing?
A little fish that you might use for bait?
Like for bass fishing. Or crappie fishing.
A little shiner, mm-hmm. Yes.
Shiner, same as a minnow.
I believe so, yes.
You would call
it? A shiner.
Or
a minnow.
Well, you know, sometimes when you're cleaning in your house, the stuff will collect in the corners of your ceiling. You'll have to get a broom to get it out.
Cobweb.
Would that be called anything else?
Spiderweb.
I know. Cobweb, spiderweb, same thing.
Nah, I always use that word synonymously.
Okay. The parts of a tree that grow underground, those are the...
The branches.
Well, underground.
Underground, oh, roots. I'm sorry.
Did you ever hear your mother or grandmother talk about any kind of home remedies or that might have been made from roots or any other kind of herbs, you know, to treat various illnesses?
Yes. They made teas, toddies.
From what, do you remember?
Well, some of them were made, sassafras tea was made from, and the rabbit tobacco tea.
What was it used to treat? What was it good for?
Goodness knows. The only thing in it, they had to break the fever or something.
Uh-huh. You ever hear of anything called mullein?
Yes.
Well, what about that?
Yeah, they used to make something, I believe it was mullein tea. It seemed like they used to take the leaves and put them to you for in order to help break the fever or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of tree would you say you tap for syrup?
Maple tree.
Uh-huh. And a lot of those trees growing together, you would call that a...
Maple... Orchard, I guess.
Alright. What are some of the common trees in Panama City?
Oh yeah, pine trees, oak trees, dogwood trees, maple trees, magnolia trees.
Okay. Do you remember the kind of tree that Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible?
Oh, sycamore tree.
Have those?
Yes, we have a few sycamore trees around.
Okay. Are you familiar with a bush that has these red berries? Some people said that they used to be used by old timers in tanning leather.
Pyracantha? Or red berries.
You familiar with anything called a sumac or shumac or shumac, anything like that?
No.
S-U-M-A-C-H?
Mm.
Okay. What do you call the stuff that makes you break out and itch severely if you get into it?
No. Poison ivy or poison oak?
Is they the same?
No. They're different.
Okay, how...